Welcome back to the Trav Says Podcast. We are your hosts, Kim and Aaron. We are healthcare travelers and the creators of Trav Says. It is Tuesday. It's another Quick Tip Tuesday. And we kind of wanted to talk about, as a traveler,
what not to do.
Yeah, but like more or less when your first contract, second contract, kind of like that whole mentality of your facility that you came from is not the always the right facility.
Okay, so this is a interesting topic. It's also something like I myself have been guilty of, and I think it's something that is, I don't know, it just comes out. I feel, because as travelers, we work at a lot of different places. You know, it's like you've been doing it for years. You can work at 10, 15, 20 different places, right? And as we know, everywhere we go, people do things differently, right? Doctors do things differently. There's different exams, there's different procedures, there's different ways of doing things.
The computer systems are different. The PAC system is different. The Cerner or Epic or whatever it is different. Even if it's the same system, it's done differently.
Right.
What they type in, what they don't type in, what they document, what they don't document. Like,
and right, so we learn so many different things everywhere we go. And we always know, and like we say this all the time, is that when you're a traveler, you are figuring out how wherever you are, how they do things, how what they need you to learn so that you can do the job that they need you to do based on how they run shit, right? And I think it becomes sometimes, when you're comparing things, it can be easy to be like, oh, well, at my last assignment, they did it like this. Or, you know, I worked somewhere and they did it like this. Or, you know, and it's like we're comparing a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it's just annoying.
Number one, if you can take any advice from us, we've been traveling 13 years. We've been to many different facilities. Honestly, places deeply don't give a shit about where you came from. They really don't. Can you do the job at hand or not? Are you a pleasure to work with or not? Like, that's it. Occasionally, again, I've been doing this 13 years and I have a lot of skills within IR. Not only building programs, hiring people, firing people, being the lead, like, done it all, right? Nurses, techs, all of it, the whole thing. And nobody cares. Nobody really cares deep down. And I think like there's been three facilities total in my 13 years that have actually taken the time from a manager point of view to pull me aside and say, hey, is there anything that we can improve on? And three facilities, because, and on top of that, I make suggestions, but it still doesn't fly. And
no,
I think
there's nothing annoying than making suggestions.
Like, no, I know.
It really is. It's annoying.
You're unless, not there to be a consultant.
Unless you're asked, right? So, like, there's been times that I've been asked, like, as an example, when I was at Stanford, I learned how to do, like, scan appendixes, like, really, really well, like, very thorough. And they were doing case studies on them, and like the radiologists had like this specific way we had to do it, and it was like a whole thing there. And so I got really good at it and I learned a lot. And up until that point in my career, I was always, like, we were always just taught most places, like, oh, just look in the right lower quadrant, you see it, you don't. But like what I learned at Stanford was like so much deeper than that. And so there was places that I had worked after that like an appendix would come through or something, and people always like, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, oh, I'll do it. Like, and I would like find the appendix and it would be normal. And so people would ask me like, oh my gosh, like how did, like, I've never, you know, did that. Or, okay, I can't even, like, talk.
I've never did that?
I can't even talk. Okay, we're actually recording this to post-Orange Theory, and that's feel like I have zero brain cells left. Basically, just like, oh, I've never, like, I didn't know how to properly scan an appendix. Like, well, what are your tips? Or, like, can you show me? Can blah, blah. And so it's like, cool, yeah, like, I'm here. I'll teach you what I've learned, right? And people are like, that's so cool. Other than that, unless you're, like, asked or can add, even if you know you can add value or do something better, in my experience, it's just, like, it's annoying to kind of be critiquing how other people are doing things and insinuating that they could be doing it better. It's just nobody wants that.
No,
it's like,
I agree.
Shut your mouth and, like, do your job.
And it's funny because you're talking right now and you're talking in ultrasound world, right? And I think that's interesting. There is a comparison, and I don't know if it's actually just a lot greater in IR than it is in ultrasound, because, like, ultrasound, a sonographer can be like, dude, that's a beautiful picture, how did you do that, right? And that's cool, because I feel like, are there sonographers that are literally walking out being like, look at my pictures?
No, that's not it's like based on the exam, right? So if, like, you were doing, say, like, a baby spine or a head or OB or vascular, if you didn't know how to do that, like, it would be something, like, that they knew how to do that maybe you didn't. Like, an exam, like, oh, wow, like, that, like, you know how to do a baby spine? I've never seen that before. Like, could you show me? Like, it's, like, based on exams if you haven't seen those done before. But with sonographers, I will say that one of my main questions, though, is that sometimes we have pretty basic protocol, not basic protocols, I guess, like, pretty similar protocols across the board with what we do for each exam. But I'll always ask, like, hey, here, do you do this or do you do that? Because, you know, at my last place, we didn't have to do, you know, like, and so, but I will just ask, because a lot of times they'll do it a little bit differently.
Well, right. And so basically going in, not, the problem is again, in the delivery, which majority of this world, if they learn that it's not what you say, but how you say it, like, pretty much you're good, right? Because mm-hmm. if you go in, you're like, oh, hey, what's your protocol on this? Okay, cool. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. Because we had to do this and this and this. Like, that's nuts. I'm so glad I get to do that, that, and that. Right? But the flip side of that is, oh, you guys don't do this? Like, we did that at our, like, my last facility because those radiologists were amazing and, like, blah, blah, blah. It's that delivery where yeah. they are wrong, your last place was right.
Yeah.
And whether that's you coming off of a full-time job as a first-time traveler, you see that a lot more. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, at my facility, we did, you know, everything by the book and everything was great and this and that and that. And you're like, you're not there anymore. Like, this is how this works.
Right.
And I will say, too, like, in the IR example, there's so many different things, right? The supplies that we use, the sterile technique, how doctors perform those sterile techniques. Do they use towels or do they want full drapes? Like, do they want you to chloroprep everything or not? Like, it's just, there's so many ranges. What catheters they use, what wires are their go-tos, like, what kind of procedures they do, like, how they operate those procedures. It's like insane to me. There's so much. And so I see it a lot more in IR.
Yeah, there's
where
a lot
it's
of
this
nuance.
Like comparison
yeah.
of how my facility did this exam and how we prepped the patient and safety and this. And you're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I've been traveling so long that now I get it. I'm just like, how do you guys do it? And what does your doctors expect of you? Mm-hmm. That's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. I'm not there to be judge, jury, and executioner. I'm there to be like, cool, man. Like, that's great. This is what they prefer. Awesome.
Yeah.
And I kind of add my little nuance to see if the doctors like it. But I mean, like, for instance, the doc I'm working with now, every single technologist that's been in a very serious environment scrubs the way that I do. Like, we set up on the table so that way we can be face forward. We can be there to, and she freaking hates it. Hates it. And that's fundamental, like, I, right? So I could literally be like, she knows that, but she's one of the best IR docs I've ever worked with. But, like, she has her nuance, so I could easily be like, you don't understand, like, the proper way to, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, okay, cool, like, I'll make it work, right?
Yeah.
That's my job, to make it work.
Yeah. I think, though, just knowing it's like, it's very normal. Like, I've caught myself doing that.
Yeah.
Very often. And even like not coming from that place, even of like, oh, like this is how we do it, like never from that place, but I know what you're talking about, but more from just like, oh yeah, like at this one place we did it like this, or at this place, like, and just in conversation. And it's, I don't know, again, I think
there's an ick factor.
There is, and there's a time and a place if you're being asked or whatever, but yes, there is something in general when you keep bringing up other places, keep comparing, keep giving quote-unquote suggestions, there's an ick to it. And it's like, again, you're there to do the job how they do it, unless it's like, obviously, there's always caveats if there's some sort of like safety issue.
Oh, totally. Patient danger.
Yeah, totally. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about basic stuff when you're comparing exams and things like that.
Or, I mean, even like sterility setup in our, like, there's sterile and then there's like supermax, right? Mm-hmm. Just like there's prisons and then there's supermax prisons, right? There's mm-hmm. just some places that either they're run by the OR or they're run by their by radiology, right? And either or fine, and no doctor wants, I'm not going to say no doctor, but like majority of them that I've worked with care about sterile procedure, sterile precautions, and infection rates, right? So like, you don't want infection rates. So, but IR in general, it's very low infection rate. So it's just like kind of funny that like, there's, you know what I'm saying?
I think... in general, well, oh my gosh, I just completely lost my train of thought.
Well, I mean, it's funny because I was thinking about it. Like, I don't know why I always do this, but I always try to take stuff at work.
Oh, I had to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
I think one of the coolest parts is being a traveler is that you do get to work in a lot of places and learn from a lot of different people. And so you do things done, you see things done differently in a lot of places. And like, I always try to learn as much as I can from different people. And even if like, I just like, I'm a sponge. I want to learn as much as I can. And then I kind of like take what I want, leave what I don't. Right. Because you're like, ah, oh, I didn't really care for that, but this was awesome. Now I'm going to take that to my next facility and start implementing that. And then I'll learn from those people and kind of take what I want, leave what I don't from them. And you kind of keep it moving there. So like, we accumulate so many skills and so many different ways of doing things, which I think makes us incredible assets. Because I think as travelers, we just have so much more skill. And depending on, you know, who you are as a traveler and where you've been, but then a full-time employee that has just worked at the same place as the same thing, the same da-dun-da-dun-da-dun, same doctor, same way of doing things. Like, we have such a different perspective in so many ways. And I think you can take all of that with you and just learn to be flexible and just roll with wherever you are and really make an effort to learn how they do things. And again, take what you want from them and leave what you don't and move on to the next one without all the other kind of hoopla. It's more of like a quiet game.
Well, totally. Can you imagine though? Like, I like to take work scenarios and then just flip it into like what you would do at home. So can you imagine if I was like, yeah, my ex-girlfriend, she did this like really well. Like, she cooked this fish like really good.
I mean, that would just be weird. Like,
how is it any different?
I mean...
in the response, right? Because those people don't know. Like, they've only worked at this facility.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can at least from a traveler point of view be like, yeah, I've worked at like crazy places like that. But you'll see that we don't need to do all of that because they're perfectly fine with it here. And what you did there wasn't wrong. Yeah. But yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, obviously, and you know what? I bet people do that a lot. Like, I don't know. We've been together for so long, so that would be really weird to say at this point in the relationship. But maybe in the beginning, I wonder if people do that. Like, they're like...
how would you not know that
that is... so-and-so... yeah, I guess probably people don't.
I hope people have...
that would be weird.
I hope you have the emotional IQ enough to know to not compare your new boyfriend or girlfriend to the old one.
You would think, right? That would just be... yeah. Yeah, if we started dating and you were, like, comparing me to your ex-girlfriend, I would be like, bro, hit the road. You're a fucking ick.
Well, exactly. Especially if I was doing it in some of the way that these travelers do with their facilities.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel the response that you're getting from full-time people, especially when you leave and they are talking about you, like, it's the same thing as if you were throwing up your ex to your new one. Like, you just don't do it.
I think we're just, like, beating a dead horse at this point, but I feel like the takeaway is take what you want, leave what you don't from each facility, gather as much skill and tools as you can along the way, and just be really mindful of how much you're comparing where you're currently working to where you were working. And just remember, you're there to do it how they need you to do it. You're not there to make quote unquote suggestions unless you are asked and people are open and wanting you to share. And this is our personal experience. Like, you could have a completely different experience. There's other travelers who might be like, dude, everywhere I go, people ask me for my help.
100%.
Like, maybe we just suck and people don't ask us for our help. I'm just kidding. But, like, I'm just saying, in general, that has been our experience. That's not the vibe most places.
No, and I will say there's two things, like, that I want to finish with. And it's basically, I understand it's also an insecurity, right? You're coming into a new place. You're going off of what you know. You want to be good. You're taken back by the way they do things. It makes you look like you don't know what you're doing in a way. But then, so people throw up what they did at their facility and why this one is wrong and why what I want to do is right. And it just, it kind of adds that gap of like, I know what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. Instead of just being like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I haven't done it that way, right? It's how you do it. The second thing I will say is it also is looking at it from a educational point of view of being like, that is maxed out to the next level what this facility does, and we didn't do all of that, so here's the bottom rung. And then you start building rungs, and for me it's like I have an extreme one way and an extreme another way, and I stay right in the middle, because then it's like every facility, if I stay in the middle of both extremes, then I'm pretty much dead on every single time.
Yeah,
right. And so that's just my take.
Yeah, I've definitely done that before so many times. If it's like a new protocol. So, like, say for instance, it's, you know, when you're doing one leg, you're scanning a right leg. And then if you work in like a vascular accredited lab, then you have to also show the contralateral common femoral, right? And you're not looking at the left leg, but you always have to show it. And so when you work at a place like that, like if you're not used to doing that all the time, because other places you just do the right leg, like, you keep forgetting that you have to do the left side. And so you're like, oh, or I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I keep forgetting because I'm just not used to it, because where I was before, we didn't have to do that. It takes like your muscle memory to like remember. And so you're like comparing that. You're just like, I keep forgetting. I'm sorry. Like, I know that's what you guys do and I need to like remember.
So is it bad at a facility that doesn't do it just to do the contralateral side?
Yeah, it's just like annoying.
I was just saying, would they care? Because it's like, I'd rather...
If it's
not
part of their protocol, then yeah.
I was going to say, because I'd rather do that than not do it.
Yeah, I guess it depends.
Anyway. All right, well, that's our 2 cents. So, Tuesday.
I like that. 2 cents Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say, we have a couple spots for Oaxaca. If you're listening to this... fucking let's go to Oaxaca. Like, I'm pumped and I want everybody to go on this trip. And so we have a couple spots left. We had some people cancel just recently, so
yes, come.
We're gonna hold out on the trip and we'll be closing it here very soon.
Let's email us at hello@imtravsess.com.
dude, to
let's
Oaxaca.
Freaking go, summer getaway to Mexico.
I mean, it's going to be one of the most epic Travis's trips ever.
Yeah.
So.
I think so. Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Bye.
Guts to go.